Nervous system hustle. This is what we are talking about in today's episode of Burnoutology, the podcast. Welcome back. My name is Kelly Swingler. I am the Burnoutologist. I'm on a mission to banish burnout, and I believe that we end burnout with awareness. I am founder of the Burnout Academy. Over the last decade, I have coached over 700 leaders through burnout. I've coached and trained coaches from over 14 countries in burnout awareness and how to be master burnout coaches. And I just think we need coaching to be a burnout aware, trauma informed space. So we're on a mission to make that happen. This is Burnoutology, the podcast. During this episode, certainly this season, this podcast, we are exploring 200 burnout truths to help you to be or to live, lead and coach, right, with more awareness, more understanding about burnout, just how to live, lead and coach differently. So these are 200 truths. This week we are on nervous system hustle. If you're a long time listener, welcome back. It's always lovely to have you. And again, keep your messages coming. I'm loving all of them. Thank you very much. If you are new, here's what to expect. Burnoutology is uncut, unedited, unscripted. You might get background noise. You might get stutters and and pauses and all sorts of beeps and barking and all sorts going on. This is what we're doing. This is my permission slip to let go of perfect. So what you hear is what you get. And if that does not sound like your kind of podcast, I'm not going to be insulted. That's the word that I couldn't find in my head. But I'm not going to be insulted if you just decide to stop it here and think this just isn't for me. But thanks very much for giving it a go anyway. But if you are going to stay with me for this episode, we're talking nervous system hustle. I've got, as I kind of looked for the, which one am I doing today? It's like number 11, nervous system hustle. And again, I kind of have three things that I talk about with each of these, right? What it really means, how to spot it and why it matters. But I had a song in my head. So this is your earworm for today, right? Nervous system hustle. And there is that song that's it's every day I'm hustling, hustling, every day I'm hustling. That's what I've got in my head right now. So I'm going to share that little earworm with you. There you go. That's your gem for today. Now, if you've decided I'm not listening to any more of this rubbish, thanks for dropping by. But yeah, nervous system hustle. Okay, so what does this really mean? Nervous system hustle is when we treat regulation like another productivity hack. How to spot it, right? This is when we are box breathing while emailing, or we're meditating between calls, or we're using healing like it is a checklist. And this matters because the body doesn't heal when it is still performing. This one feels like even more about, remember I spoke to you, I've mentioned it many times before. Again, if you were with me for Frazzled, the podcast, you'll know that in between Burnout 1 and Burnout 2, that's me throwing my papers on the floor, but I had a list of stuff to get done, right? List of stuff every single day that was like my self-care tick list. It was the times of day that I should be meditating, how many steps I should be doing a day, how much time I should be on my yoga mat for, the meditation that I should be doing, my Reiki, making sure that my Reiki was done every day, making sure I was having a bath every day, making sure I was having a shower every day, making sure I was doing my affirmations, my positive thinking, right, my gratitude practice, my journaling, pulling an oracle card, doing some reading, getting outside, walking barefoot on the grass, walking the dog, walking by the river, eating healthily, drinking water, drinking herbal teas, making sure that I was drinking water at set times every day, making sure that I was standing up at set times every day. Like it went on and on and on and on. And then I reached burnout number 2, the one that nearly killed me. So my first burnout made me really seriously ill. I live with and have done since that first burnout in 2013, 3 chronic lifelong health conditions. And somehow, with the learning that I had started to do to understand stress, somehow along the way, I thought if I did all of these things, and this is what I should be doing. And we're seeing lots of this at the moment, aren't we, on our social feeds? And there is research to say this. I'm going to talk about this here. I don't like to kind of go into gender too much when we're talking about this. Like, burnout does not discriminate. And yet a lot of the kind of biohacking that we're seeing is being created and talked about by men for men. A lot of that does not work for the bodies of women. Even I love a cold plunge. I love an ice bath. And yet there has been research that has been done that says actually cold plunging and ice baths, you know, cold water swimming, all of that stuff impacts women's bodies in a very different way than it does men. Actually, it can put women more into more of a stress state than it can in terms of rebuilding and helping. That research wasn't done before. The thinking was just ice baths are brilliant. Let's all cold plunge. Let's have a cold shower every morning. This is where we're going to be. That's just one example. Now, I love a cold plunge. I also know if I'm in a high stress state, that is the worst thing that I can do. I also learned, so before my first burnout, I was training to cycle across Kenya. And of course you were, Kelly, because that's the kind of high performance that you were, and no wonder that you ended up at burnout. But I was training to cycle across Kenya. I was doing 7 spin classes a week, and I was cycling over 100 miles every weekend as part of my training. And after kind of burnout number 2, I thought the best thing that I needed to do was get myself back into a place of cardio, right? My body had just been like, no, like the illnesses, the chronic illnesses, the exhaustion, the fatigue, everything that had been happening with my body, I didn't have the energy for it. But I thought I'm going to push myself to get back to the gym, right? What I need is just more high intensity exercise. I need a spin class, or I need a boot camp. I need something. And a couple of times, I joined back to spin classes, nearly killed me. I have never felt so terrible after exercise in my life. And I thought, clearly I'm just not ready for spin again. I'll find something else. So I started to then do some more kind of vigorous yoga. That didn't feel like that was doing me any good either. And I thought, well, yoga's supposed to be brilliant for everybody. So what's going on here? And then I found a boot camp. It was a boot camp for women. I was going, it's half an hour maybe away from where we live. And I was going to the 6 o'clock class, a 6 o'clock in the morning. So I needed to leave here at 5:30. I was getting to this class. I was doing the boot camp. About 40, 45 minute class, full on intense workout. And then I was coming home and I was getting loads and loads of stuff done. And I thought, this is brilliant. This is exactly what I need. And I realised that is not what my body needed at all. Because what I was doing from the minute I woke up, I was putting myself in a stress state. Need to make sure I leave on time. Need to make sure I do this. Need to make sure there's no traffic. Need to make sure I'm on class on time. Got to do this. Got to make sure I've got my heart rate monitor. Got to make sure I've got my water. Got to do this. Got to do this. I was competing. Now, with myself, it was just an initial class, but I was competing with myself throughout this whole boot camp, making sure that my heart rate was in the right zone, making sure that I was doing what I needed to do. If she wanted 20 repetitions, I needed to do 25 or 30. If she wanted 10 of this, I wanted 15 or 20. If it was, we needed to do something in 30 seconds, I wanted to do it in 20. This constant pushing. And then I was getting home. The reason I was getting so much done was because I'd completely forgotten how to rest again. But I was like, this is what I need, this is what I need. This is going to be high performance, high productive, blah, 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 blah. I was not calm all day. And I was even then going to bed wired. I wasn't sleeping properly. And I kept thinking, well, of course I'm not sleeping properly because I'm worried that I'm not going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't that. I just wasn't allowing any of my body to be in a relaxed state all day. I was in high stress again all day. And actually, I've learned I need a different kind of exercise now. Maybe it's because of age, maybe it's because of hormones, maybe it's because of the illnesses, maybe it's because of my pending operation, maybe after my operation things will change slightly. But actually, what I need movement. I need stretching and I need strength. So weightlifting, anything to kind of do with weights, and that can be fairly light weights, but just kind of to feel that I'm, you know, kind of building a strength. That can be really heavy weights. But actually, what my body is calling, if I really pay attention to what my body needs at the moment is stretching and strength. That's what my body is telling me it needs. And on the days that I do the stretching and the strength, then I feel amazing. If I want the performance, I can do the performance. If I want the calm, I can do the calm. If I want the slow, I can do the slow. But actually, listening to the right kind of exercise, listening to what my body needs and giving my body what it needs is allowing me then to be more in tune, more intuitive. What kind of work do I need to be doing today? What can I do with my free time? What time do I need to be sleeping? What time do I need to be eating? I'm making better choices. I'm not squeezing in. I'm going to breathe whilst, you know, breathe whilst I'm doing my emails. I do breathe. And again, if you've joined me for any of the Burnout Academy, you'll know actually that breathing and breath work, pranayama, if we talk about it from a yoga sense, you'll know that breathing and the breath is a really important part of what we do. And throughout the course of the day, I will intentionally breathe. I'll do some actual conscious breathing throughout the course of the day to allow me to really tune in. But I'm not hustling anything. I'm not trying to hack anything. I'm paying attention to my body and giving my body what it needs. And I'm able to do that because even whilst I'm waiting for this pending operation for an undiagnosed chronic condition that had been undiagnosed back with my first burnout back in 2013, that's caused me to have 12 years of all sorts of crap and rubbish going on within my body and life. This operation, I'm hoping, could, you know, will be an absolute game changer for me. It's not going to remove any of the other chronic conditions. And yes, I will need to recover after this operation. But a lot of the healing, I talk about this in my book, Mind the Gap, the difference between recovery and healing. And a lot of us are thinking that we're going through recovery, like we're doing recovery before we've really allowed the time to heal. And there is a big difference. And we're still trying to hack and hustle. We're trying to fit in as much doing. Right, a lot of you are in the trap that I fell into between burnout one and burnout two, right, with this never-ending to-do list of 20, 25, 30, 50 things a day that you're going to do to make sure that you're safe and well and doing everything that you need to do. Because that's what all of the external stuff is telling you, right? That's what all of the noise is telling you. That's what all of the experts are telling you. That's what your social media feed is telling you. That's what the books are telling you. That's what the so-called experts are telling you, right? We just need to do more. Let's hack this thing. Let's hustle this thing. Let's do this, let's do this, let's train our bodies and train our minds and train our nervous systems and let's work harder, right? Let's push ourselves, let's, you know, move through burnout recovery. I keep seeing apps promising burnout recovery in 15 days. It's not bloody happening. But they're then also saying, so it's 15, you know, 15 minutes, heal burnout, 15 minutes a day, 15 days. And you're buying it. People are buying it because we want the quick fixes. And burnout recovery, the healing that needs to happen, is not 15 minutes for 15 minutes a day and then we're going to feel better. But we have all fallen into this trap of feeling like we need, you know, wanting and needing quick fixes, instant results, all of this stuff. So we think that we, in order to do that, we just got to do more. Yes. We do need small and consistent actions every single day that are going to help us as part of our recovery. But small and consistent actions does not mean a list of 30 things that we must do every single day without embodying any of it. I would much rather that you sit, whether it's, you know, even with your coffee, right? If you want to sit with a morning coffee or a morning cup of tea, just sit and enjoy your coffee. Like, if that's all you're going to do all day, that 10 minutes of mindfully drinking your morning cuppa could be of more benefit to you than a list of 35 things that you need to do to be able to tell everybody that you've done yoga, done meditation, done journaling, done gratitude, done all of the stuff. Because constantly doing, constantly changing, constantly moving isn't helping your body to feel safe. Whereas if you sat still for 10 minutes and got really present and really in the now, and you really breathed and you really felt into your body and you paid attention to what your body needed, and you could listen to that intuitive part of you that says, oh God, we just need more of this throughout the course of the day. Notice how your shoulders feel. Notice how your jaw feels. Notice what's going on within your body. If you just notice where there was any tightness or where there was any tension, if you just notice where your breath was coming from, how you were breathing, how your body felt, that could be more beneficial than a list of 30 things where you're just doing and on the go constantly and continuing to tell your body and your brain and your nervous system that it's not safe to stop. We need some of this resetting. We need to know what it feels like to go a bit slow, to be present. Because the world doesn't really allow for much of that at the moment, does it? We've got apps and hacks and tips and tricks and alarms and notifications, and we've got to keep going and going and going. We've got Slack channels and Slack messages and pinging and binging and ponging. We've got our phones constantly in our hands. We've got white noise. We've got notifications. We've got alarms. We've got every single thing around us at the moment is telling us that we can't switch off for 10 minutes. But what if from now, even if you just said you were going to do it for today, it doesn't have to be a daily thing. I'm not going to say to you, right, this has to be your new daily habit and you must do it every single day for the next 21 days, or, you know, hell is going to not freeze over and, it, you know, the world is going to end, right, if you don't do this thing. But just for today, what if you gave yourself permission to go and grab yourself a cuppa? If you don't drink hot drinks, make it a glass of something, glass of juice, water, whatever it is that you want. But what if you just gave yourself permission today, if you 10 minutes, to just sit and enjoy a drink? If you told yourself that nobody wants anything, nobody needs anything, this is literally your time for you to just breathe and sit and enjoy a drink. If we moved away from hustle today, if we moved away from this nervous system hustle, when we're treating regulation like another productivity hat, when we're box breathing whilst emailing, when we're meditating between calls, whilst we're healing like it's a checklist, if we understood that this mattered, because the body doesn't heal while it's still performing, we just gave ourselves permission to slow down, what could be different for you today? I'm going to leave you there for today. If you haven't already, head to kellyswingler.com/podcast. Get your podcast companion. And sit with the page today, right, that is nervous system hustle. And I'm going to ask you today, it's not very often that I ask you to do anything, but today I do want you to go and sit with that cuppa. Just 10 minutes. Tell the world you're unavailable for 10 minutes. Longer if you can, but let's say 10 minutes. And just want you to notice what comes up for you. Like, where is there tension? Where is there stress within your body or your head? Where do your thoughts go? What's happening in your mind? How does it feel? Does it feel safe? Does it not feel safe? Does this feel like the worst thing that you could be doing? Are you like, well, this is a complete waste of time because I could be doing this and this and this and this. I don't want you to fix anything. I don't want you to try and fix it. I just want you to notice. And if it feels safe for you to do so, and if it feels like this is something that you could do for 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 minutes a day, just focus on one thing. If you've got your cuppa in your hand, just notice where you'll sit. Notice how you're feeling. Notice where your feet are. Notice where your back is. Hold on to the cup or the glass that's got your drink. Notice the temperature. The temperature of the receptacle that you're holding in your hand. The temperature. The feeling of it. The texture. As you take a sip, notice the taste, the temperature, the sensation. Don't rush it. Be there, just taking a sip of your drink. Notice how you're feeling. What can you hear? What can you see? How are you breathing? And just be. For the time it takes you to drink that drink. See what comes up for you. See how you feel. Notice if you're tempted to go, well, I've finished my drink now and I've only been here for 6 minutes and 45 seconds. But now I must go because I'm not going to sit here for the remainder of this time, wasting all of this time, and I could be doing something else. If that's what, just notice it. Right? I'm not asking you to fix it all. Just pay attention. And then get your notes down on your podcast companion. See what comes up for you. And make a decision if this is something that you want to give yourself permission to do on a more regular basis. That has been number 11, nervous system hustle. When we treat regulation like another productivity hack, while we're box breathing whilst emailing, meditating between calls, healing like it's a checklist. And it matters because the body doesn't heal when it's still performing. Thank you very much for joining me for Burnout Truth number 11, Nervous System Hustle. I'm going to be back with you next week for number 12, which is going to be Recovery Performance. New episodes every week released at 7 a.m. UK time. Hopefully now you can find it on all of your favourite podcast platforms. But if ever you get lost, you can listen directly at kellyswingler.com/podcast. You'll find everything you need about Burnoutology there. Thank you very much for joining me. I will be back with you again next week. Go and have an amazing, amazing day. And I will be back with you again soon. Take care for now. Bye-bye.